When Bianchini says he loves cycling, he's not joking. On the morning that we met, he had cycled over 10 miles to meet me. He's here to talk about a book he's written called A Bicycle Built for 2 Billion. It's about his 8 years of cycling through Africa, Asia, South America, nearly everywhere.
I've been cycling since I was a little boy, and it was always one of my passions, and I always knew I wanted to do a lot of it. But I ended up going right into the workforce and slaving away a little bit too hard and going bankrupt.
That was when he was 28, and a number of business ventures had failed.
Just after that, I decided that I wanted to live my passion, which was cycling, and also live one of my passions, which was travel, and put them together to create this cycling adventure.
He and his friend Garrick were hoping to bring more peace to the world through cycling. And Garrick had an idea.
Garrick said, wouldn't it be really cool to take a tandem bike and then we can pick up strangers on the backseat and make friends all through religious, cultural, and language barriers. So once that happened, everything started to really take off.
Riding tandem bikes introduced them to all kinds of people.
There's a certain approachability that happens when you're on a bike. You're more approachable than you are if you're backpacking or in a car.
He says all the help they received in their travels changed him permanently.
To open up their houses and feed us and take care of us and let us warm up and dry off. And so that happened over and over again to the point that it ignited in me this normal compassion that I didn't have before. So that's what started Live Big Give Big. I was like, well, what can I do? I mean, I'm going through their community.
And he saw needs around him. He calls his philosophy Live Big, Give Big. He says it's about doing what you want in life while helping others along the way. One day in Uganda, the two cyclists picked up a man coming home from school.
Picked up a guy named Innocent, and he was just, he'd never been on a bike before in his life.
When they dropped him off, the weather had turned bad.
That big bolt of lightning came right in front of his house, and rain came pouring down. He said, you have to stay at my house. So I stayed at his house. His parents let me stay there. And then his parents let me take him on his first ever bike ride over a bunch of passes. That was really challenging. And he explained to me on there that his dream was to start a school for AIDS orphans and the needy in his community.
Bianchini happened to be filming with a GoPro at the time. He asked Innocent what he wanted to do with his education.
And what do you want to do with education?
Well, I want to build my own school, and then I teach children in my own school.
So that when they grow up, they could be important citizens.
So as they grow up, when they are educated, so that they become product citizens.
And I didn't know how to do it, but I had that Live Big, Give Big thing going. I was like, well, if you follow the couple steps, I'll help you as best I can. And over the course of several years, we got a school going that's still going today with 175 students and graduating tons of kids that would never been able to go to school before.
Bianchini says another blessing came his way in South America when his future wife, who had been backpacking, joined him on the bicycle. Today, they have two young children, and the entire family is cycling around the country as part of a book tour. Eager to share the story of what it's like to ride a bike with strangers all around the world. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.